Friends, I'm going to start tonight by being what many people would consider very English. And that is to say, I'm going to start by talking about the weather. Or rather, not so much about the weather in the strict sense, but about the seasons of the year. In the West, including this country, we have, of course, four quite distinct seasons. We've got spring, we've got summer, autumn, and winter. And at the moment, as you know, we are coming, we hope, to the end of winter, and to the beginning, again we hope, of spring. But this particular pattern, this four-season pattern, isn't universal, a fact that we very often forget. In India, for instance, there are three seasons in the year, and each season lasts about 4 months. To begin with, you have the cold season, when it's cold all the time. It's a little bit like our summer in this country, except that there's no rain. Secondly, in India, you have, for another period of 4 months, the hot season. And the hot season is very hot indeed. There's no rain at all, not even a drop. And as the weeks, as the months go by, and it seems to get hotter and hotter and hotter, you see all the vegetation becoming brown, becoming dry, shriveling up, and you see, for the most part, the leaves dropping off the trees. And even any vegetation that you do happen to see around is very, very dry and very, very dusty indeed. And as you walk over the earth, you notice that the whole earth is not only dry, but baked hard, almost like brick. And as one comes to the end of the hot season, you see that great fissures, great cracks appear in the earth. Sometimes they're so wide and so deep, you have to be careful as you walk along that you don't fall into them. And not only that, but everywhere you go, there is a thick dust, especially where there are cattle, where there are cows about, kicking up this dust. And very often the whole air, the whole atmosphere, is a sort of dull yellow colour in consequence. And then thirdly and lastly, there's the rainy season, the monsoon. And during the rainy season, of course, it does nothing but rain, with just very, very few bright, sunny intervals. And one rather remarkable thing about the Indian seasons, especially about the beginning of the rainy season, is the fact that the seasons begin quite abruptly, especially the rainy season. You can almost tell, I won't even say the day, but the hour when it begins. It begins quite suddenly. And in the case of the rainy season, you suddenly see a huge dark cloud. A minute before it was all hot, it was all bright, it was all dry, and then quite suddenly, with quite miraculous speed, this huge dark cloud appears. And in the course of just a few minutes, the whole sky becomes first of all overcast, then a deep sort of greyish blue, and then finally it becomes almost black. And on every side you see lightning flickering and flashing, and in a few minutes' time, terrible crashes of thunder, which seem to roll from one end of the sky to the other, meet your ears. And then as you listen, after about 15 or 20 minutes, you hear a noise, you hear a great sound, just like the rushing of a tremendous wind. And then after that, down comes the rain. We think it rains in this country, but in comparison with the rainy season in India, it doesn't rain at all, because there the rain comes down in great bucketfuls all the time, and it doesn't stop very often for days and even weeks together. Underfoot the water is swirling all the time, and the ground becomes very often a great sea of mud. The rivers become more and more full, their waters turn yellow, and very often they start overflowing their banks. And here and there in the villages you find the mud walls of the huts collapsing, and even sometimes whole villages are swept away. But then again, quite suddenly, just a few days sometimes after the rainy season has begun, a rather wonderful thing happens. And that is that the whole land, which formerly was all yellow, all parched, all dry, without any vegetation except a few brown leaves or brown blades, it suddenly becomes completely and entirely green. And vegetation of every kind springs up just like magic. And you see that in the rice fields, the fields are entirely filled with emerald-coloured shoots. And even the most stunted bushes and shrubs burst into leaf, and plants like the bamboo and the plantain, which we call the banana, they shoot up quite a number of inches in a single night. In the evening time when you go to bed, it's so high. You get up the next morning, it's up there. And that happens every night until it's shot up, in the case of the bamboo, to a tremendous height. So every living thing, every shrub, every tree, every bush, every plant, each in its own way, just starts growing. And this is the sort of scene, this is the sort of picture that one can see in India every year, especially in northern India. Not quite the same pattern in south India, but especially one sees this in northern India during the months, of course, July to October. And this sort of scene, this rainy season scene, is very often described in Sanskrit and Pali literature, is very often represented in art, especially in the Mughal miniature paintings, this sort of scene. And it's this sort of scene also that is depicted in the first of the two parables from the White Lotus Sutra with which we shall be dealing this evening.